Hello, GWA. This is Tarkus Trooper. And, yep, I am here to ramble some more. Yay. Oh no, the Cloud Cuckoo Lander's back. Anyway, I'm planning on answering a lot of questions, this weekend. And so I'm starting off tonight doing, one of the questionnaires that was posted on GWA, and this was by Froyo, and this one's the writer's questionnaire because how can I resist answering these questions? 'Cause I'm a writer. So, yeah. So without further ado, let's start. Number one, why do you write? I usually write just for fun because I write a lot of these things because if I have a fantasy stuck in my head, it needs to be written down. Because if I don't write it down, then I'm gonna forget what the subject of my next script will be. And so that's what I do. I usually write down scripts because I have a current fantasy that's going on in my head that I need to address to, and I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain why I write. But for the most part, I usually do it for fun, and that, yeah. Number two, do you have any rituals that you perform before or while you write? Yes, I do. Well, during the writing process, I usually listen to music that I usually listen to, classic rock, progressive rock, or the like. But then again, when I get distracted, there are some times where I get distracted and I just, distracted while I'm writing a really hot scene. Yeah. Don't tell me this has not happened to any of these writers because I think it has happened on one or two occasions. In the middle of writing a really hot sex scene, and then one thing leads to another, and soon you can't think of what else to write because your brain is like mush from coming so much. Yeah, so that's what you would see in my mind as a writer. I get easily distracted. Many ways. Okay, my favorite drink, my go-to, Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, I don't know why everybody thinks it's so nasty. And I usually write the scripts in the safety of my bed. And everything else. And number three, do you prefer to write scripts or stories, solo audios, or collaborations? To answer both of these questions, both. I like writing both scripts and stories, and both solo and collaborative audios. Because, I don't know, it's just, like I said, it's real fun to do, and especially when I'm writing a collaboration, I usually it's usually something humorous because I 'cause if you're doing this by yourself, it's good, but if you have somebody with you to participate in the mischief of the writing, it's 10 times awesome. But I do like writing scripts a bit better than I do stories because I don't know, it's easy to get into the mindset of the character if you just think of what it's gonna say, think of how it's gonna feel, and etc. And number four, how does inspiration strike you? Do you make a plan before writing or develop the story as you go? Well, on some of the scripts I wrote, I wrote down the plot of the script so I won't forget what I'm gonna write. And it's usually for collaborations. It's usually for collaborations where I write down the plot of the script and the scene. And how does inspiration strike me? I don't know. It's hard to explain how it does. It just does. It might be because I might have heard it from. If I have like a certain phrase going through my head, it's usually caused by something I heard on TV or something I've heard in a song or probably elsewhere. Yeah. And that's where my inspiration usually comes from. I'm always inspired by media. What can I say? And number five, what is your favorite piece of writing that you have done? Oh, I would have to look through all of my writings to determine which one I like the best. I would say my favorite one I've ever written so far would have to be When a Pervert Calls. Now, this was a collaborative script that I wrote months ago. Months ago. Yesteryear. Not really yesteryear. I'm exaggerating. Sorry about that. But no, I wrote one of my favorites that I've written was When a Pervert Calls. And you know, it's about this woman who gets woken up by this guy who is just extremely, exaggeratingly horny, but you can't even tell if it's a prank caller or not, or he's just a natural born pervert. But you know, I don't know. This was my first script where I got in touch with my a little bit of my humorous side because I'm a nut. I am a nut job and nothing else, I think. I cray cray. Yeah, so that's my favorite piece that I've written, When a Pervert Calls. Because there's a lot of good renditions of that one. And they're all hilarious. What piece do you want to improve? My latest one, though, my latest piece that I've written was All My Mistress, All Mine. I did a few arrangements here and there right after I posted it, and 'cause I thought it needed to sound more controlling than it did, and more lethal, I suppose. But no, the reason why I said that my latest script would need some improving is because sometimes when I try to think about channeling a crazy possessive person, like I mentioned in a one post where I was stating one of my least favorite audios of mine, where I said one about the gunplay one, where I sounded like a rabbit trying to turn into a wolverine. Yeah, that's that's the way to describe me trying to channel a crazy psycho person, a rabbit trying to turn into a wolverine, but still just a ferocious rabbit. Yeah, so yeah, that's what it is. It's just I haven't gotten used to writing any fear play or rape yet, so I might need to just fiddle around with it more. So, yeah. What are your favorite and least favorite challenges of writing for GWA? Well, my favorite challenge is to just see what. Try and just imagine what it would sound like if a certain poster did it, or just like a certain voice would do it, 'cause it's. It just. I don't know. I think it's something about trying to imagine how it would go. I don't know, it's hard to explain. Well, my least favorite challenge is of writing for GWA is that sometimes when I write something, I try not, when I post a script, I really do try. I really do try not to let the downvotes get to me. But then it's like, okay, nobody likes it. I'm just gonna, okay, delete it for now and put it up on a script collection update of mine, maybe, and maybe somebody'll upvote it then, I think. I don't know. It's sort of disheartening when somebody downvotes something you've worked so hard on. I don't know. But then a certain somebody told me that, toughen up. All these writers out there, they face rejection, and it's nothing unusual. So that's what it is. It's probably I've been a little bit better with rejection of my scripts, a little bit better, a little, just a little. And number eight, are there any writers that you try to emulate? Nothing comes to mind. Maybe, now there was a really good writer out there, VK2. VK2, now he's a very good writer. He is awesome. And so is Trinity X. I mean, she. All of her writings, all of her stories, it just, and scripts just blow me away. It's like, I can't even just. I try to do one of her scripts, but then when I listen to it back, I'm just like, oh, come on. I would rather hear her do it. 'Cause, I mean, a writer with that sexy of writing talent with a sexy voice, I mean, she's got it. She has got it. So yeah, Trinity X is one of my favorite writers of all time, along with VK2 and who else? Vocal writer. No, he's. I haven't tried any of his scripts yet, but I guess my latest one, All My Mistress, All Mine, kind of drew a little inspiration from vocal writer. So yeah, I don't know. What can I say? I like his stuff, even if it's the most unconventional stuff that you would expect to read. It's different. I like different. Okay? And that's why I go to Vocal Writer. Yeah. And number nine, which piece of your own writing challenged you the most? Well, it's not so hard being sexy, but trying to be funny. Yeah. That's a huge challenge of mine. So I think the The two collaborative scripts that I've written, the When a Pervert Calls and Lady Sounds Like a, never mind. It's just one of those two attempts where I try to be funny. Yeah, and sometimes it just goes downhill from there, but then when I get responses like, oh my god, somebody please do this, I feel somewhat better. I feel somewhat better because somebody thinks that this script, that or that script, would be funny enough for somebody to do, and it just makes me feel better. It just does. So, yeah, number 10, do you find it easy or difficult to get into the mindset of a character different from yourself? Well, I kind of find it, how should I put this? In the middle of the road. Middle of the road. In between easy and difficult. Because I'm usually thinking of, usually, for the most part, I'm thinking of what a submissive would say. And with me being more, how do I, dominant, kinda, it's just so easy to figure out what they would be saying. But then, again, I don't want to make the guy sound like what I would sound like, so, yeah. I keep saying that so much. Why do I do that? 11, do you have a friend proofread or beta your writing before you record or post a script? No, I don't think so. I think I do all of the proofreading and the betaing. Betaing? Yeah, and so I try to figure out what word I missed. Because I'm notorious for doing that. Whenever I write down something, and then when I read it over, right after I post it to Pastebin, and then I realize I'm reading it over and just thinking, no, I missed a word. Damn it! What was I thinking? Because usually when I write a script, I get so into it, I keep on writing like that. And I'm just so hyped up and just lost in writing the script that I can't I could care less about what I missed, but then after seeing it written down, I'm like, Melissa, you idiot. How can you miss that word? How can you forget to write that word down, damn it. And number 12, do you tend to favor writing for one gender or writing one genre? Would you like to branch out, or are you comfortable where you are? Well, I write for all genders. I strive to. I like writing for all genders, so they could, so nobody would feel left out. And I would like to branch out. I would like to write a maybe a male dom a male dom script one day, if I get the right inspiration though, or maybe write a fem sub script too. Because usually when I'm writing a script, I'm usually thinking of the submissive. I'm usually thinking of the male submissive. And I don't know, it just turns me on to think of a guy who is just vulnerable and just desperate to get what he wants. He's just needing it so bad. So that's what I want to do. I want to branch out. 'cause I don't want to be comfortable in what I'm already writing. I want to, just be a little versatile. And number 13, have you tried writing a kink that was not your own? How do you think it turned out? I did try. I did try it one time and I never got around posting it because it was horrible. I think it was. I'd say. Say about a. I can't remember, but I've deleted it. I've deleted what I tried to write. It was a. Yeah, it was my one of my earlier attempts at trying to write something submissive before I actually got to posting my actual first script. And that was about 7 months, 7 or 8 months ago. I think. Oh, my mind is just failing me on so many levels right now, trying to remember. So yeah, I don't think it really went out well. But then when I tried to make the character be like a switch, then it all worked out perfectly. So that's how it came about. I got rid of the other script before my first GWA script, so yeah. Number 14. Do you write for anything other than GWA or anything like it? For example, recordings, pillow talk, audio, etc. No, I don't think I have. But I would love to write some non-sexual scripts for recordings, but I don't know if some of these people would accept that. But hey, I'm up for it. I am very much up for it because if I think of something funny or if I think of just something a little something worth pondering about, maybe, I'm sure to get enough courage to write something and post it on recordings or Pillow Talk Audio because I don't know, I'm just too used to writing a lot of sexy stuff for GWA and I haven't gotten to that comfort zone yet. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just sometimes I like being sexy when I write. And number 15, do you prefer to record your writing or to have someone else record it? I would prefer someone else to record it because I want to, because I don't write scripts just for me to do them. I mean, in some cases, I did record some of the versions of some of my scripts, but then it just. I'd rather somebody else do them. I would rather have somebody else do them because I would think they have more of a better idea of how the tone should be. Because even when I'm writing, I have no idea what the writer, how the writer should sound. I mean, the character in my script should sound the way he says it, is he or she supposed to be sassy or maybe a matter of fact? Can't really tell. So I'd rather have somebody to do it. And number 16, for those who've offered scripts, how did you feel the first time your writing was recorded by someone? Let me tell you something. It is one of the best feelings you'll ever experience. Along with having an orgasm, of course. But, no, it's just, it feels awesome to have somebody. Because the first time I, posted my first script, and, I think, Llewellyn F. Was one of the first people who did, my, first script, A Taste of Your Own Medicine. And I don't know. For the rest of the day, I was just floating on cloud nine. 'Cause he did it mag he did a magnificent job at it, and it's just, I don't know. It's a feeling that's hard to describe, but yet, I don't know. It just made me feel like I was floating on cloud nine when I realized that somebody recorded my script, and it's that good of a feeling. What more can I say? And number 17, would you say that you're proud of your writing? Do you feel like you have talent? Feel free to praise yourself. I wouldn't be too proud of my writing, but I think my writing is just okay, because I get too caught up on, 'cause most of the scripts you see, it's always centered around that one phrase. That one phrase near the end, everybody sees it. Fuck me. I don't know. I have a big obsession with those two words, and frankly, I think it's getting out of hand, and I think I need to quit that. But if anybody wants to make me keep up writing the fuck me's, then okay. I'm more than welcome to. But I mean, there are a few scripts that I was really proud of writing down. Was usually they're the male for male scripts, because I'm like, oh my god, this is too hot. Yep, I'm gonna post this. This is definitely worth posting. I hope somebody does this. Oh my god, please, Lord, please. So yeah, but I don't know. It's just, yeah. I think my writing is okay, I guess. It's nothing to sneeze about, really. Number 18. Any advice that you'd like to share? The only advice I would give is just go for it. Go for it. And that if you have like a fantasy that you want to write it down now, because you'll never know when it'll just exit out of your mind, and then when you try to write a script, it just, you'll be lost at what you're gonna write, which subject you're gonna write for your next script. So if you have a fantasy that you really want to have written down, write it down now. That's all I'm gonna say before it's too late. And yeah, I guess that's it. So yeah, I hope you guys have a good night, and I'll see y'all later.